This is the first Sunday of what is called Ordinary Time. And on our Sundays, the Sunday lectionary is divided into years A, B, and C. This year, we are in year A. And in each of the 3 years, when Ordinary Time begins, we read lessons from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. And because we are in year A, today we read the first 3 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And as I've been reflecting on this, I realized what an amazing gift it is that the church allows us the opportunity to hear 1 Corinthians at the beginning of each liturgical year. And here's the reason why, and it's the title of my homily this morning. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, would declare his theme something like this: don't Corinthianize, but Christianize your life. Don't Corinthianize, but Christianize your life. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. If you read 1 Corinthians, and I'd invite you to perhaps do that over these next weeks, read through the whole letter, you'll discover something, that throughout the letter, St. Paul is dealing with issues of ethics and morality and what it means to live as a Christian in the city of Corinth. So let me tell you something about Corinth. Corinth is a port city. And this means at the time when St. Paul was writing to the Corinthians, it was a very rich city, and secondly, it was a city known for its immorality, very loose ethics. People kind of did what they wanted to do. Interestingly, there's a Greek orator and author who lived between the years 117 and 181 AD. So this is after St. Paul, whose name is Aelius of Aristides. And listen to what he says about the city of Corinth. Corinth chains all men with pleasure, so that all men are equally inflamed by it. It is clearly the city of Aphrodite. Now, if you know anything about Greek mythology, you will know that Aphrodite is the goddess of love. And one of the things that Corinth was known for was incredibly loose sexual morals. But here's the interesting thing about this city. The man I just mentioned lived between 117 and 181 AD. 500 years earlier, the Greek orator and playwright, maybe you've heard of him, his name was Aristophanes, who lived between the years 446 and 386 BC. He coined a verb. And the verb he coined was to Corinthianize, to Corinthianize. In other words, what he meant by that, to Corinthianize, was, well, to live like a Corinthian. And this is what St. Paul is doing in this letter. He's saying, don't live like a Corinthian, live like a Christian. So let me tell you now a little something about the church in Corinth. St. Paul had 4 missionary journeys. His third missionary journey started in the year 53 AD, and he went to Corinth, and he spent 18 months there. Upon arriving in the city, he was met by a man named Aquila and his wife Priscilla. And Aquila and Priscilla had just come from Rome. They had been told to leave the city because they were Jews, and Claudius the emperor said all Jews have to leave Rome. So they traveled, get this, by boat and by foot, the distance of what it would mean for us to travel from here to Thunder Bay. And then they showed up in the city of Corinth, as did Paul. Now, Aquila and Paul were both tent makers by trade, and so they lived together. And as Paul began to preach the gospel in the city of Corinth, the first place he went to was the synagogue. And there was a man in the synagogue who was actually an official of the synagogue by the name of Sosthenes. Kind of hard to say, but it's an important name to know, because this is what happened for this synagogue official. Upon hearing Paul proclaim Jesus Christ as the Messiah, he responded. But as a result of his response, and you can read this in Acts chapter 18, a mob came and beat him up. But here he is 5 years later when Paul is now writing 1 Corinthians. And as Paul is no longer in Corinth, but Sosthenes is with him, he greets the church in Corinth, not only in his name, but also this brother who 5 years earlier had been beaten up. But that had not dissuaded him from following Jesus Christ. It had actually strengthened his resolve. And Paul ended up spending 18 months in the city of Corinth. And because he had such a close relationship to this church, we have two letters to the Corinthian church. Scholars actually believe there was a third letter that we've lost. So he wrote more to the Corinthian church than to any other of the churches to whom he addressed letters. Because Paul understood something. In Corinth, it's really hard to live as a Christian. And so repeatedly, he wanted to say to them, don't Corinthianize, but Christianize your lives. Okay, with all of this background, I now want to take a few minutes to unpack for you the first two verses of today's reading. And so listen to how Paul begins. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes. So hear how Paul begins. He's called. He's called to be an apostle. What is an apostle? One who is sent. Sent by whom? Sent by Jesus Christ. Sent where? Into the world to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so here Paul is being very clear. I have been called to Corinth to preach to you. But here's the fascinating thing, and I would invite you to read these three verses later today. Paul is playing on the verb call throughout this text, because not only has he been called, listen to what he says next. To the church of God that is in Corinth. Now, the Greek word for church is the word ekklesia. You've maybe heard of the English word ecclesiological. That comes from this word ekklesia. The core of this verb is the verb kaleo, which means to call. When you put the preface ek on front of it, it means out of. So the word ecclesia, church, means to be called out of. To be called out of where, Paul? Well, to be called out of the world and to be called into Christ Jesus. And if you read 1 Corinthians carefully, you'll see that Paul repeatedly uses the preposition in. And he says, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. You might be living in Corinth, but that's not where you're really living. You're living in Christ. But he's not done with this play on the verb call. Because listen what he says next. To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, listen to this, called to be saints. Now, when we think of saints as Roman Catholics, and rightly so, we usually think of men and women who have been canonized by the church, right? They're saints. If you read the letters of St. Paul, he never refers to the people that he's writing to as Christians. But over 30 times, he calls them saints. So for Paul, when he uses the word saint, he's actually talking about you and me. He's talking about us. He's talking about the church in this world. And we are called to be saints. That is, we're to be sanctified. We're going through a conversion. So it's not the world that's defining us any longer. It's our relationship of what it means to be in Christ. And so Paul wants the Corinthians to understand, as he wants us to understand, that he's called. They are the church, the ekkaleo, those called out of the world, because we're called to be saints. But St. Paul is not done yet with the play on the verb call. If you've got your missalette in front of you, you might see what he says at the latter part of verse 2. Together with those who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. I get so excited when I study the scriptures closely Because do you see how beautiful this is? Do you see how purposeful and intentional the Holy Spirit was in inspiring Paul to write this? So you're gathered here with me today. What are we doing right now? We're in Mass. We are calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it only us doing this? No, of course not. Paul says, those who in every place. So all over the world today, Catholics are calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every Catholic and every church in the world is hearing this reading from 1 Corinthians. And it means that you and I are called out of the world into Christ. Now that doesn't mean we leave the world. I am grateful to be a Canadian. I am grateful and thankful to be an Albertan. And today I am particularly grateful to be a Calgarian because there's a Chinook Arch. But it is not our citizenship as Canadians that defines us, primarily. That's why Paul goes to such length in Corinth, because it took the Corinthians forever to get this. Do you know that the third pope, his name was Clement? And he also had to write a letter to the church in Corinth. And what this tells us is something fundamental to our understanding of trying to live as a Christian in a world like this. It's really hard. It's much easier to live as a Canadian, as an Albertan, as a Calgarian, and to live in the world and not to live in Christ. So what's the application of this homily? Something that's quite simple but challenging. Remember, Paul is an apostle, and part of the apostolic responsibility was to write letters. Yesterday, the bishops of Alberta, including Bishop McGrattan, released a letter. Why would they do that? They're successors of the apostles. And so as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, the bishops of the Alberta area are writing to every Catholic in Alberta. And what did they write about in their letter? How the federal government wants to increase access to MAID, which stands for Medical Assistance in Dying. I'm not going to go into the details of the letter, but if you pick up a copy of our bulletin today, it's included there. If you receive our bulletin electronically, a link was attached to the bulletin. If you go to our website, to our Facebook page, the letter is there. I'm asking you as your pastor to read the letter. You have a responsibility to do so. This is a letter from our bishops, who are the successors of the apostles, who, like St. Paul, have taken the time to write to us on a critical moral issue. And just as was the case in Corinth 2,000 years ago, where there were all sorts of moral issues, where the society saw things very differently from the church, this is fundamentally the case when it comes to doctor-assisted suicide and euthanasia. I want to invite you to read the letter. There's also a link to a questionnaire that the federal government has made available to us, and we have until the 27th of January to respond to it. You have a responsibility, please, to at least look at the questionnaire and to consider responding. Most of it is just filling in boxes, and then there are places where you can add your own comment. And thirdly, there is a link so that you could write a letter to your own MP. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, by the end of this week, there will be on our website a template letter that you can cut and paste and send as an email. It will be sent out with next weekend's bulletin. Now, I've spoken about this with you today because it's what the church calls us to. And it goes all the way back to St. Paul. As an apostle, he challenged the people of his day. As successors of the apostles, our bishops are challenging you and me. Our bishops are challenging St. Peter's, the Diocese of Calgary, and every Catholic in Alberta. Do not Corinthianize, but Christianize your lives.